Jesus' call to discipleship for each of us begins with the Gospel of St. Luke, and he uses a hyperbole saying that unless you hate your father or mother, brother or sister, husband or wife, you cannot be my disciples. Now, we don't take that literally. He's not saying hate your family. He's saying, who's number one in your life? Who's number one? Who do we turn to when stuff happens in our lives? You know, years ago, and Sister Jackie, I'm not going to name you a saint during the Mass. Years ago, Sister Jackie lived here in the area here. She's a home girl here. The sisters from Sacred Heart School would go and visit her mother who was ill. And they would go before school and after school. And that story Sister tells often because it touched her heart so much that she wanted to be a sister of mercy also. And so she entered the convent in St. Louis, Missouri, and at Our Lady of Mercy Chapel made her vows. I won't say how many years ago because that'll tell, but it's 60. It's 60. And the journey of discipleship for each of us is our story with God. Jesus Christ holding us hand in hand, walking with each of us, and calling us into discipleship as he called Sister Jackie into discipleship. It doesn't happen overnight. It is a process. And he's saying to us in the gospel, in a very real way, unless we take up our cross and follow him, we cannot be his disciples. Now, that becomes an interesting question as we go through life. Stuff happens in life. Sister had cancer 3 times. Now, I got ill before I became bishop, and when I was laying in the hospital bed for a month, I was praying with the Lord Jesus, trying to be with him, and saying, just simply saying, what? What? What is this about? You called me the bishop of Biloxi, and here I am. Not unlike the prayer Sister Jackie prayed all 3 times she's had to fight cancer. All of those moments are really meant to be God moments. All of those moments are really meant to be moments in which we encounter Jesus Christ. And I know for Sister Jackie, that's what happened with her, and that's also what happened to me in the hospital. It was an encounter with Jesus Christ. It was only him that I could depend on, and in that moment of her own illness, it was only in him that she could depend on. Her love for Jesus Christ and my love for Jesus Christ grew in that moment. And that really becomes the question for each and every one of us. As stuff happens in our life, and stuff happens, whether it's to us, to our family, to our husband, our wife, our children, our mother, our father, at work, whatever it is, the Lord's calling us into relationship, and very personal relationship. He wants us to be his disciples. So that begs the question, are we becoming his disciples? The invitation to Sister Jackie many years ago was to become a disciple within the Sisters of Mercy. And so she spent time praying, learning how to pray, learning how to communicate and be with the Lord Jesus Christ, so that when stuff happened in her life, she would be able to embrace him, embrace his feet, especially. And his heart. And that's the invitation actually to each and every one of us, to be a people of prayer, daily prayer. And then to be a people of the Word of God, which we had wonderfully proclaimed today, to let the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, truly enter our hearts and truly change us and form us into his disciples. And as we love one another, it is a moment for us to truly be disciples. Husband and wives, you are called to be disciples to each other. And sisters, with me in religious life, Jack, all of my priests that are up here, so Father Colton and Father Tony, all our deacons, those that are in single life, we're all called to be his witnesses, his disciples. And thus, as his disciples, we open our hearts to his love, and we let his love touch our lives very personally, very personally. It's why he gave us his body and blood in the Eucharist. It's why he calls us forth to receive him, to let us know how much he loves us personally, each and every one of us, and how much he wants us to be in that relationship with him so that we can speak his name to all. Because in the end, a disciple is a witness of Jesus Christ. Every time Sister Jackie goes out to visit folks right now that are homebound and sick and she brings communion, that is a discipleship moment. Every time we touch another in love, it becomes a discipleship moment. All of us gathered together are called to be his witnesses. And so the question comes back around, who's number one in our lives? When tough stuff happens, where do we turn? It needs to be him, Jesus Christ. For he loves us, and he's loving us into being every day. As Sister renews her vows of profession, we support her in faith, we support her in hope, and we support her in the love of Jesus Christ. And we pray for her, as we pray for the entire faith community and all the Sisters of Mercy, that we all may be witnesses and signs of Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, alive in us, alive with us in the resurrection. Mr. Jackie, you come forward.